It's Saturday, we're in Brighton for the M for Media Malarkey, and I've met up with Joe Black, who's from Brighton Anarchist Black Cross. Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
One of the stories on the Newswire on Indie Media this week is about John Bolton. We understand the Anarchist Black Cross is involved in the story, is that right?
Yes, yeah, he's one of the few UK prisoners that we currently support. And he's been up for parole after serving a 25-year sentence. The parole hearing was due to get a social work report on his situation, and the prison authorities decided to go outside of the prison service for this report. And they employed an American social worker who has some fairly right-wing views. And his sole interest in John's case when he came to interview him was about the alleged terrorist sympathies of Anarchist Black Cross.
He was an American brought in especially.
Yes. The prison authorities thought that John had, I think the term was, formed an inappropriate attachment to his previous social worker. So they decided to go outside the service to get an allegedly independent view of the situation, of his case. The first we heard about this was when one of our members writes to him regularly, and she received a letter with quotes from the social worker's report. And the Leeds ABC group decided that they, one of their members is in regular contact with John as well, and knew him inside. And they decided that with John that they'd put out a press release. And this was seized upon by the Dundee Evening Telegraph and Post. And they splashed a sensational report across their front page about Dundee murderer and terrorist link. And I mean, even a cursory glance at the ABC, Brighton ABC website would show that there's absolutely no chance of the group being even vaguely labelled as a terrorist group. I mean, some of the people we list as prisoners that we support or that we... I mean, the website is there as a resource for people to make their own minds up as to who they want to get in contact with, to write, to support. The fact that someone is on the website doesn't necessarily mean we endorse their every activity and idea. But this social worker clearly had his own agenda and used Brighton ABC as an excuse for stymieing John's chances of parole.
Last week on the show, we covered the animal rights extremists that were arrested, extremists in their terms, and... we also played a clip about the Shack 7 in the US and talked about how this term of terrorist is being liberally applied to protest groups and to groups that express dissent. And I think I remember reading that the actual term he used was that Brighton ABC had eco-terrorists linked to the group. Is that right?
We do list a number of people who've been involved in actions that could be considered as being eco-terrorist. I mean, the animal rights movement have a very strong prison support wing anyway, so we don't tend to list animal rights protesters on our site, but we do list people like the Italian Il Silvestri people and also some of the American eco-rights activists who've been arrested for, Free and Critter, who were arrested for an arson attack on some SUVs that basically was just a criminal damage, but the American authorities' response was to label it as an attempt to mass murder. Yes, I mean, you know, we do list people who could, in certain views, be considered as to be eco-terrorists, but you know, as they say, one man's meat's another man's poison. It depends which side of the fence you're standing on.
Correct. It's just that the fence is moving in a rightwards direction at the moment, which is worrying, I think.
Yes, it is. One of the things that's happening in southern Europe at the moment, in places like in Spain and Italy particularly, and Greece as well, is that the local ABC groups have been labelled as terrorists, and people are being smeared with, for example, links with ETA, when clearly, I mean, there has never, ever been, and never will be links with nationalist movements for an anarchist group. It's a ludicrous accusation, but the notorious, I can't remember which, 81 bis in Italy, I mean, the Italian Il Silvestri, they're an anarchist eco group who've been fighting against a dam project in the north of Italy. They've been harassed by the state, subject to arbitrary arrest and detention. This statute is basically, it's very similar to the British conspiracy laws, but it's aimed specifically at anarchist and like-minded activists. And I mean, I don't know whether people remember the Persons Unknown case back in the 80s. Again, it's a very similar thing where it's not what you do or even who you know, but who the authorities think that you're associated with. It's as simple as that. That makes you guilty.
So if we could just go back to John Bowden, is there anything people who are listening and want to know more about this, is there anywhere they can go to get the information?
You can visit the Brighton ABC website or Leeds ABC website. There are a number of rather unfortunate chat room strings out there on things like lib.com, liborg.com, which are really unfortunate and appalling comments that are coming out there. People mocking the reason why John was initially arrested and sentenced. I mean, he's been radicalised whilst being in prison, and the reason why the authorities are trying to stop him from being released is because he won't kowtow, because he will continue to resist whatever happens. People can write to the Scottish Prison Service Complaints Commission. There are a number of links out there on the web that, you know, simply Googling John Bowden will come up.
And people can write directly to John as well, which would be a good show of support at this stage.
Yes, they can do. They can also write to his lawyer, Simon Crichton. The address there is, again, it's out there on the web. Check out the Brighton or Leeds ABC website. www.brightonabc.org.uk.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Joe.
Okay, cheers.
Updates and news on our website as usual. That's www.indymedia.org.uk. This is FTP for Indie Media Radio.